Jenny Boyland out with a new book. In 2003, her best-selling memoir, She's Not There, chronicled her transition from a man, James Finney Boylan, to a woman, Jennifer Finney Boylan, through gender reassignment surgery. It told of the impact on the Boylan marriage, how Deirdre Boylan decided to stay in that marriage even as her husband transitioned to a woman. With their two boys, they settled back in Maine, and readers wondered, what happened next? Well, now, 10 years later, Jenny answers that question in an updated version of the 2003 book and also in a new memoir, Stuck in the Middle with You. And in it, she also raises some questions. How will her two sons turn out with a mother and a former daddy? What does it mean to be a parent, a father? She also includes conversations with other writers, including her good friend Richard Russo, Augustine Burroughs, and Ann Beatty. The result is an in-depth look at the nature of parenting itself. What better conversation to have as we approach Father's Day? Or as Jenny Boylan, what is it called in your house? It's not Father's Day.
We call it Maddie's Day.
Maddie's Day. Maddie is the name one of your children came up for you?
Yeah, and that's as good a place to start as any. When they were about 6 years old and my older son, Zach, turned to me and said, we can't be calling you Daddy if you're a girl. That's too weird. And I said, what do you want to call me? And he said, well, how about Maddie? Because that's like half mommy and half daddy. And then his little brother quickly piped up and said, or Dommy. Well, Dommy didn't stay, but Maddie did.
Well, happy Maddie's Day upcoming to you. You're joining us from the studios of Colby College up in Maine, where you're also a professor of English. And by your side, as she has been, Deirdre Boylan, your wife. Deirdre, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
How do you feel about Maddie's Day approaching?
Oh, well, we have a triumvirate of holidays in June that include our anniversary, Jenny's birthday, and Maddie's Day. So
yeah, we call
it's
it
really
Holy Week.
Holy Week in our house.
Well, Deirdre, how does this work? How have you settled into this relationship with a woman who was once a man that you loved? How does the whole parenting thing work?
Interestingly enough, I don't think our parenting really changed much. I was always the one who would have to teach them how to throw a football anyway, and I was the soccer coach. And so, truthfully, one of the things that we've realized is that our parenting is not very gendered to begin with.
Yeah, I think that the one thing we've learned is that the gender of the parents probably matters less than the love that's in the family.
Well, you write that as parents went, you were a rather feminine father, and that, for that matter, perhaps you're a masculine mother. What do you mean by that?
We have to separate what we mean by masculine and feminine from what we associate with maleness and femaleness. I am unambiguously female now, but there are certainly many things about me that are still masculine. But
they still watch the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers together.
There you go.
But I think that that's true of lots of women and lots of moms.
Well, but still, you have this incredible vantage point. As you say, having been a father for 6 years and a mother for 10. You're sort of a mashup. What do you call it?
There is a time in between when I was the parental equivalent of the schnoodle or the cockapoo.
But tell us more about what we learned from that.
I think when I first began the transition, I was expecting that on the other side of gender, I would find a whole different personality, a whole different character. And there are some things about me that are different now, but overwhelmingly, my character is the same.
You know, when you ask about how do you stay in a marriage with someone who has changed so much, it's really important to remember, for me anyway, the most fundamental aspects of Jenny haven't changed. Now, approaching our 25th wedding anniversary, I'm still married to the person that I fell in love with.
If there's anything that is different about me now, I think I'm a little bit less goofy as the mother that I am now than when I was a father. I remember there was a day when I lay the children down on the floor and coated their feet with peanut butter so that the dogs would lick it off, which would make them, the boys that is, laugh at the top of their lungs. I don't think I do stuff like that quite so much anymore. You know, I don't put the spray cheese on the dog's head quite so often anymore. I think as a mother, I'm a little bit more cautious. I think I worry about them more. I think I keep after them a little bit more. But it may also simply be that as a mother, I'm the parent of teenagers. I will say that the main difference between the before and after in my life is that it's really not the difference in going from male to female. It's the difference between someone who had a pretty powerful secret to someone who really doesn't have that many secrets anymore.
But Deirdre, were there times when you almost wanted to fall back on cultural expectations? Say to Jenny, wait a minute, if you're going to be the woman, then I want you to do more of this. Or,
I think actually, perhaps more accurately, is there are still a few household tasks that I insist she do because the man used to do those, and I'm not gonna. And it's nothing serious, but it's like mowing the lawn and calling the guy. Are the male tasks.
Explain what you mean by calling the guy.
That's because we don't know how to fix anything in our house, neither of us. And so if something needs to be fixed, we have to call a guy.
I changed the light bulbs, can I just say?
But that's because you're the tallest.
I am tall.
I think, Jenny, you also said that you felt that Deirdre had lost so much. In other words, this sense of what she thought was true in your passage, that she shouldn't have to lose mowing as well.
I
do pretty much have a trump card. I can get her to do almost anything.
Guilt. It's a great guilt.
Because she feels so guilty.
You know, it's funny. I think I bear more guilt about, it's really been half of our marriage now. We've been about 12 years on either side of the gender divide. And I think that I still bear more guilt at this hour for having changed the contract of our marriage than I think Dee Dee has any, you know, resentment about. I think it's really, at this point in time, it's really more my issue than hers.
I think that that's true. There were times a long time ago that I did feel very gypped and very scared and didn't know how I would move forward in or out of the marriage. But it seems like a very long time ago to me.
But you know, there really was a thing that when I came out, a thing that people would frequently say to me was, well, I guess it's okay for you to change your gender, but the person I feel sorry for is your wife. Or what about those poor children? Mm-hmm. And here we are 10 years later, and both of our sons are thriving. I mean, they're not perfect children. We're not perfect parents. But certainly having me as a parent has done them no harm. And I think you could make the case that it has done them a fair amount of good as well. And there are times when I very smugly want to show off my boys and tell people, look at these boys, look at this family, and tell me what is the problem.
That's Jenny Finney Boylan. We were also speaking with her wife, Deirdre. By the way, we didn't ask Deirdre why she stayed in the marriage. It's obvious reading the book. She loves Jenny. But what about those kids? Ahead of Father's Day, we are looking at a transgendered parent. What happens in a family? More in a minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. We're going to pick up our conversation with Jenny and Deirdre Boylan. They're talking about their married life after Jenny's transition from male to female. But we're also watching the news. So briefly, weather forecasters are warning that a massive line of thunderstorms could spawn a derecho. That's a storm with winds spanning 240 miles from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic coast. So it heads up there. Also, 10-year-old Sarah Murhanan, who has cystic fibrosis and was behind that lawsuit that sparked a debate over how organs are donated, is getting a lung transplant today, according to her family. We will follow that story for you as well. But we want to pick up our conversation with Jenny and Deirdre Boylan. Jenny writes about their marriage post her transition from male to female in her new book, Stuck in the Middle with You, a memoir of parenting in three genders. And, you know, Jenny, Deirdre, people curious about your personal life. As you know, you're very upfront about that. You call yourself quasbians, somewhat like lesbians who do not have sexual relations. And you say most people are comfortable with whatever decisions you make as adults, but let's talk more about your parenting. That people express concerns about the kids, your sons, Zach and Sean. You had a lot of concern about this, and there was a time, Deirdre, when you were both viewing your sons through the prism of gender reassignment. Sean, for instance, had a very traumatic time in elementary school. Tell us about that.
There was a period in fourth grade when he really didn't want to get out of bed.
So Sean went through this
sad period.
Time. And of course, I was immediately thinking, it's because of me. And later he said, well, actually, I didn't like my math teacher that year.
He went to a counselor. He went to a school counselor.
And why would it have anything to do with you?
He did, actually.
But still, what about your concerns as to how you parent them? Because the book starts, you're sitting watching Zach in a fencing match, and you're saying, you know, sometimes parents look at their kids as cosmic mulligans, a chance to get it right, and you looked at Zach as a much better, more successful version of yourself as a man. Do you ever find yourself thinking, gosh, am I not giving my sons in particular something only a man could have given them?
I do worry about that sometimes, in the same way that you worry about probably virtually everything you could think of. If there's something you could worry about with your children, then I think parents will worry about it. But I don't think there's anything that I could have given them as a man that I haven't been able to give them as a woman. I would argue, in fact, that what my boys have gotten as a result of having me as a parent is much greater than any loss. What they've gotten is a sense of compassion, a sense of understanding of the profound choices that people, parents and children, sometimes have to make, and to know that you can make those decisions, you can be brave and survive in the world. I think they have a little bit more sympathy for the underdog in the world. And I think it's made them more thoughtful and emotional. You know, Dee Dee and I joke sometimes that of the couples that we knew 25 years ago that were getting married, there's one other couple other than Dee Dee and I who are still married. The rest of them all got divorced. So in some ways we want to say, if you want your marriage to last, gentlemen, you know what you got to do.
Sex change.
Right. Ready, go.
Oh, wait.
Just
no.
Kidding.
You're talking about honesty. You know, remove the secret, whatever it might be.
Right. And sharing sharing a vision of what you want your family to be and being able to work on that together.
And accept change. I don't care what gender you are. After 25 years, you are not going to be married to the same person that you married when you began. And you shouldn't be. With any luck, over the course of a long, long life, you will watch your spouse turn into a person you could never have imagined, for better and for ill. And, you know, we meant it when we said for better or worse.
Well, and, you know, with that, I think it's important to say I don't recommend that people stay in bad marriages because they're married. But I think what we have found is that our life is really sustaining to us. What we share and work on together is far more important than the things that have risen up as obstacles.
It's probably worth mentioning that although people might think that Dee Dee and I are an outlandish couple, the National Center for Transgender Equality now reports that about 50% of couples who go through what Dee Dee and I went through now stay together. And not just in terms of gender, but in terms of all the changes that people go through and the different kinds of families that there are. The world is full of different kinds of families. Fewer than 10% of American families now consist of a mother and a father and children in which only the father works. So in some ways, the biggest outliers in American civilization now today are not transgender couples or same-sex couples or single moms or dads, but the so-called traditional American family itself. We have come to accept and embrace and celebrate the great variety of the different ways there are of being human.
And by the way, I want to jump in and say that, of course, single women have handily raised
right.
children, and single men, fathers have, and you talk
right.
to many of them in your book. But a lot of the questions that you posed after being introspective about your own choices, but also talking to friends, Augustine Burroughs, Richard Russo, Edward Albee, about what exactly is a father. You wrote, what is a father? What do you really take away from your sons? You took away the ability for them to call you dad. Sounds like you raised a lot of questions, but you feel comfortable with the answers.
When you talk to other parents about their experiences as parents and as when they were children, you learn how many different ways there are to have a family and how many different ways there are to succeed.
No. That's Jenny Finney Boylan, author of Stuck in the Middle with You, a memoir of parenting in three genders, male, female, and was it that middle one, the schnoodle? Yeah,
the schnoodle.
The schnoodle, yeah.
When she was transitioning from male to female. We're also speaking with Jenny's wife, Deirdre. I want to wish you both a happy Maddie's Day coming up on Sunday.
Thank you. Happy Maddie's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Again, Maddie's Day, what they call Father's Day coming up, a combo of mother and father, mother and daddy. So a provocative conversation for many. I'm sure it stirred up some thoughts, and we want to hear them. You can do that at hereandnow.org. Leave a comment. And by the way, while there, tell us what's in your night table book tower. There's a picture of mine. Jenny's book is there. Only 30 more to go. If it falls, I'm a goner. But let us hear from you. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The ICA with Barry McGee. Vibrant paintings and installations capture the energy of the street in this 20-year retrospective on view now. ICABoston.org. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Summer School offers courses for high school, college, and adult students to earn academic credit and experience Harvard campus life. Summer.harvard.edu.